Getting a test for COVID-19 is not an easy task in the U.S. right now. A lot of times, the criteria is different for whatever county you're in and depends heavily on resources. KUNR's Bree Zender reports on what the testing process was like for one Reno resident.
If you're starting to feel sick, what do? Sore throat, exhaustion, trouble breathing. No doubt at that point, you'd have COVID-19 on your mind.
Chest tightness and like shortness of breath and just not wanting to walk around.
That's what Grace Picard was thinking 2 weeks ago.
Like you have like 25% lung capacity.
To be clear, Picard eventually tested negative for COVID-19, but the whole process, she says, was confusing and she really had to advocate for herself.
It's frustrating not knowing what's going on and not knowing like your test is done or if you're clear or not.
Picard says her boyfriend had been traveling shortly beforehand and was feeling sick, too. They had been isolating themselves in their home for a few days at the outset. Then they decided to call the county health district. Picard says after waiting for more than an hour on hold,
they told us to wait for an epidemiologist to assess the risk. And they said that they wouldn't be able, they would call us back in the afternoon or the next morning.
The couple says they did not receive a call back. So, they called renowned regional medical center after a couple more days of isolation. The hospital asked them to come in and get tested for strep throat and the flu. According to documents reviewed by KUNR, those tests both came back negative. So, their sample was sent to a private lab to be tested for COVID-19.
In the meantime, I have been just hanging at home, not breathing on anyone. We got prescribed inhalers and a cough suppressant, so those have helped a lot, and I finally got great sleep last night.
The two are in their 20s, and they weren't as worried about their own health. They said they were more worried that they may have transmitted the infection to others. Shortly before they developed symptoms, they were in close contact with family members who were at high risk for developing a serious case of COVID-19. More than a week after making their first call, the couple got the test results back, negative for COVID-19, according to the documents. The Washoe County Health District sets the criteria for getting tested within the county based upon recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Here's District Officer Kevin Dick during a press conference this week.
So some of those priorities would include people that are case contacts of known COVID cases that develop symptoms, people that are healthcare providers, EMS, law enforcement that have been in contact with COVID cases, as well as in the hospital environment, hospitals sampling for testing for some of their severely ill patients.
As of Wednesday, county health district officials said they have a little more than 300 collection kits left, but they are planning on making more with additional materials they already have. District officials sent out a statement last night saying they understand that residents are concerned about the lack of COVID-19 testing in the community. The district says it is following CDC guidelines by only testing those who are at high risk and say widespread community testing is not realistic because of a lack of supplies. However, some collection kits are still separately available at private hospitals like Renown. Renown CEO Dr. Tony Slonim declined to say exactly how many kits the hospital has.
We are testing people right now as it relates to the guidelines provided to us from the CDC and the State Department of Health, as well as the county. Anecdotal ideas about how you apply testing are insufficient at times of crisis. We have to make sure that we pause, we bring calm and deliberate decision-making to the conversation if we're going to be successful.
A good portion of the samples taken at hospitals and through the health district are sent to Dr. Mark Pandori at the Nevada State Laboratory in Reno, where they are tested for COVID-19. Pandori says they have the capacity to process more tests.
We have the ability now to go up towards about 400 tests per day, but we're not getting that many in. We've been ranging over the last few days anywhere from 100 to 220 tests coming in per day.
Researchers from around the world have argued that expanded testing of COVID-19 would help in many ways, including finding out the rate of spread and simply knowing the scope of the disease, in particular for people with COVID-19 who exhibit no symptoms. Bree Zender, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, Renown is a financial supporter of KUNR.